All right. Well, maybe Jason Kanz will apply for the job since he's on the radio every morning at 5:45 with First Thoughts.
I am.
Good morning.
Hi.
What do you think?
What am I applying for?
Well, it's we just had an ad for a WWIB announcer job. So what do you think?
Well, I would have to talk with my other employer to see whether that would be a possibility.
Okay. I was thinking you were going to say, I have to talk to my boss, my wife. But no, okay, so it was your other job. Yes, Marshfield Clinic, where you're a neuropsychologist. So, yeah.
I am a neuropsychologist at Marshfield Clinic. That's right.
So yep. If you were, like, hosting a show, let's say, would you just kind of, how do you use your doctor title? Like, would you, is the doctor title, do you use it to gain respect?
Boy, you know, when I first got my doctorate, you know, I was really excited to be called doctor.
Yeah.
And I was really
pretty
excited
cool.
to wear my white lab coat. But now I almost never refer to myself as doctor. I'm grateful that I have the degree. I think it opens doors for me, but generally, even when I'm working with my patients, I prefer Jason.
Yeah.
I think that's just fine.
I liked your tell me your Larry Kraft story about doctor. I like that one.
Yeah, so one of the things that we've encountered with Larry, I think it was the first time, one of the first times he and I talked was he had said that he was much less interested in meeting Dr. Kanz than he was in meeting Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that the same is, he said the same thing, you know, he said, I'm Dr. Crab, but I'm your friend Larry, you know? And so I think that's been really, really a beneficial understanding. You know, I think that unfortunately, when people hear that I'm a doctor, sometimes that's intimidating for them, and I don't ever want to come across as intimidating. Well, I probably do at times want to come across as intimidating. Normally, in relationship, I do not want to come across as intimidating.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think if that puts a block between me and someone else, I would prefer to just skip right over that title.
You know, it's interesting. I saw a video, a webcast with Larry and his friend Tripp from Canada last week. And Larry's not in good health and 76 years old, and pray for him. But he talked about how he and Tripp 40 years ago got to be friends, and how Tripp had kind of Larry had spoke the day before. They were in the breakfast line or something. And then Tripp had the boldness to, I think, ask him, like, why are you afraid people are going to hate you? And he's like, excuse me, I'm your teacher. I'm the one who's speaking. But he was just like, I felt like when you were talking, it was just like you were afraid people were going to. And they had this conversation and Larry's like, I'd like to talk more. And hence began a 40-year friendship. I think, you know, your story and that one, it says to me, like, look behind the curtain for people, you know, and having an other-centered intellectual relational pursuit of them, don't you think?
Yeah. So, one of the things I've talked about, I think, on here in the past is this organization I've been involved with. It's called Men at the Cross. And one of the ground rules when men come for the weekend is no discussion of jobs. Because one of the things that sometimes happens is that men, I think men particularly, really gain identity from what they do rather than who they are. And so I think it's good for us to step away from that sometimes. And, you know, you're my friend, Mark. I think there are people who are intimidated by you because you're a radio personality.
That should be intimidating. And that's, again, when you hear that, you go, oh, that's not, it's funny because there's, for me, okay,
yep.
I'm so conscious of all the things I'm not good at. I'm so conscious of the messy mark that when people have said, oh, I'm not a good talker, like I'm like, you take for granted stuff that, you know, is just who you are, you know?
So. Well, I think the first time that you came to our house, I think that was when Peter was still alive.
2011, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
His first trip here.
That was
his first trip here. Yeah, right there. Yeah.
And, you know, I think that was intimidating for me, because I had a radio personality in the house, and you know, people were like, "Is that Mark Halvorsen?" You know, but getting to know you over time, I think people would, I hope people would get to know, even through our conversations, that you're a normal guy.
Oh yeah,
And I hope people believe that about me too.
Yeah, and I think even this morning before I called you, when the ad was right before, I said I joked with you some, and then I said, yep, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. Let's just find out, and so we did.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
This is good.
I don't know how that's intimidating. I know it was good. All right, we're just a couple of regular guys. So thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Very good.
All right, our good buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com, just a regular guy who writes books and is writing letters to the beloved. His interpretation of the New Testament as if God spoke it to him, which is really a cool concept, actually. He takes the Larry Crabb 666 love letters idea of having this communication with God and says, hey, what about if I do that for the New Testament? And so that is something. So we had quite the sports on our sister station, WOGO, last night. Started with Chi High Hockey, the Cards skating past Stevens Point into the sectional final against Hudson, coming up Saturday afternoon on WOGO.com. And then I followed with Dave Check, but was having some challenges in terms of just getting things. So, again, I hesitate to do this, to call Caleb. He worked so hard. Not only this, but with the sales and promotion here at WWIB. But I did call you once or twice. And the second time you said, well, how about we, Facebook Messenger video chat to show me what's going on?
Yeah, because sometimes I need to be able to see things to understand with
and
the
eventually,
equipment what's going on.
You guided me through. So I was focused on what you were seeing, but you said, hey, Halvo, what were you doing?
So I was on my inversion table hanging upside down like a bat.
Like Spider-Man.
And I use this inversion table as recommended to me by my chiropractor because of my ongoing back issues to try to keep from having a spinal fusion at some point in my young life. And so, yeah, so I'm just, and I was like, it doesn't bother me. But I was like, is he wondering why we're video chatting and my face is like on the wrong side up on the screen?
I was, just wanting to make sure I could get everything technically worked out. So I was not hyper-focused on that until you brought it to my attention. I was just grateful for your guidance to lead me through. So,
the odd conversations we have on and off the air.
Yes, exactly. And so how long do you hang, Spidey?
Usually 15 minutes or so, 15 to 18 minutes. But here's the thing. I've realized the beauty of having various shows on my phone. So I would watch like movies and different things like that in 15-minute increments because at first, I mean, I have a hard time paying attention to anything for very long. And so just hanging there doing nothing really bothered me at first.
Sure.
But then I realized, hey, I can watch the Avengers movies or whatever I want in little 15-minute increments at a time. So I actually look forward to it now.
Make the discipline a little more fun.
And answering the occasional phone call as well, too. It just goes with the job. 7:45 on a Wednesday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show, 3 degrees below zero, Halvo. And this is becoming another one of our traditions here right around this time. Pet peeves put to music, where we take the things that maybe annoy, irk you a little bit, we put them to songs so we can look at things from a lighter, sunnier, funnier perspective. However, we are taking a brief break this week, this Valentine's week, from pet peeves put to music, and let's call this pet peeve parodies. Now, I'm trying to be a voice for others here because I've heard, my friend, that this is a common problem. Picture this. You get married, you are excited, and now you're suddenly sharing everything with your darling wife, including sheets and blankets. And for many men, though they might be fearful about admitting it, their lovely wives have the tendency to, perhaps, during the night, take more than their fair share of those covers. Some might even roll up in them like some beautiful little burrito, and in the middle of the night, we wake up shivering, and we want our blankets back, but they're so cute, and we know how hard they work, and we don't want to wake them up, but we're still cold, brother. We're so cold.
Are you speaking from personal experience
so,
or what?
With my sincere apologies to all those who can actually sing this song well, including but not limited to Cyndi Lauper, Phil Collins, and most recently, Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick from the Trolls soundtrack. Without further ado, the WIB Wake Up Show parody of True Colors, speaking up for frigid husbands everywhere, it's called Steel Covers.
You with the cold feet,
sheets and ice cubes for arms, always leeching heat. While we are sleeping in a room full of blankets, you're always hugging them all. Your strength is amazing, though you are so small. Let's share this Afghan. I'd be so happy, can remember when I wasn't freezing. This room makes you chilly, and you've taken all I can share, 'cause you roll up in quilts and that's just unfair. And I know you steal covers, yes you do. You always steal my covers, but baby I love you. So you just stay warm, but if I may be bold, you stole covers, stole my covers, and I'm so cold. I know you steal covers, yes you do. You always steal my covers, but baby, I love you. So you just stay warm, but if I may be bold, you stole covers, stole my covers, and I'm so cold, like an icicle.
A tearjerker.
There you have it. Pet peeve parody is a brief hiatus from pet peeves.
I feel for the guy. He's cold. Get him a blanket.
Just trying to be a voice for the voiceless here.
He needs to get a weighted blanket from MyPillow. A story you may have heard about, but have you heard the latest? Headline, Gorilla Glue Girl may sue. So when you grab Gorilla Glue, I mean, this is really serious, really strong glue, right?
Yes.
And you grab it and you use it in your hair. Big mistake, right? A Louisiana woman who went viral after struggling to remove Gorilla Glue from her hair claims that neither the hospital nor the company's advice helped remove the hardened adhesive. And now, according to TMZ, the woman is considering a lawsuit to get out of the sticky situation.
Because 2021, and that's what we do when we do something foolish, is we make other people responsible for our stupidity.
Right, and we talk about, sometimes we'll make fun of, you know, companies like, oh, it tells me, you know, don't eat this.
This is why warning labels are as long as a Walgreens receipt.
Here's why.
Because people do dumb stuff and then sue.
Tessica Brown is her name. She hired an attorney. She's weighing litigation against Gorilla Glue because while the product's label does warn against using it on one's eyes, skin, or clothing, it doesn't say, don't use this in your hair.
The Gorilla Glue lawyers are like, we thought we had it all covered.
Wow. And I feel for her. Just on the front end, forget the lawsuit. I'm like, I've seen hair just glued to her head. And here's the deal. During her weekend trip to the ER, healthcare workers put acetone on the back of her head. But instead of getting to the root of the problem, it burned her scalp and only made the glue gooey before hardening up again.
And now the original reason she put Gorilla Glue in her hair was what? She was trying to replace some sort of a hair product that had like a really, really mega, mega hold hairspray.
When you can't get your hair
like
to stay down, you... Yeah. Wow.
Hmm.
You know, I'm glad...
Parents, and you thought gum in your kid's hair was an issue.
One of my children cut her own hair, but that feels like nothing. That'll recover. You know, and it was an uneven cut and everything, but wow.
Well, I hope this poor lady makes the responsible choice, and I do hope she gets her hair back before too long.
Right.
Without losing it all.
All right, well, a Texas lawyer is learning how to remove Zoom filters after one appeared to make him look like a kitten while court was in session. Yes, in the now viral video, which we've got posted where?
On the Whip Wake Up Show Facebook page.
Attorney Rod Ponton, who we'll hear from here momentarily, was unable to figure out how to remove the filter, even with the help of his assistant. Now, this happened during a trial over a man allegedly trying to leave the U.S. with contraband. So here's the judge making the comment, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. We'll pick it up from there.
You might want to
can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
There's the drop right there. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Yes, yes.
Neither are we, Texas lawyer. Neither are we.
So do you do... I mean, this is something I see my kids do occasionally, and I've not done it myself. Maybe people, and so this can be a problem, but I mean, the context of it's a trial.
And so we haven't done this on Zoom, but in chatting with my little sister Hannah down in Rochester and some of her kids, we have messed with some of the Facebook Messenger things. You can do things where you can throw cheeseburgers into people's mouths and stuff like that when you're video chatting. So there are lots of fun little things, but here's the thing, when you're in a virtual court of law,
yes,
probably don't want to be bumping the cat setting, so you've got the stern judge and the other counsel, and then yourself looking like a very adorable kitten.
And some of us, the older set, maybe we're not quite as aware of all of the different things that are available technologically. And so he's like, I don't know, my assistant, we can't figure out, but I am live. I'm not a cat.
Check out that video right now on the WWIB Radio Facebook page. Actually, excuse me, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. With Caleb and Havel. Well, speaking of new, as we try and navigate that strange new world with Zoom,